All right, and we're on.
Hey guys, it is time to chat.
BMG, we were just talking about yesterday's pool party event, and we figured instead of like, let's just kind of just jump into the podcast because it's been a little bit from our last one.
Yeah, and we're always like, how do we start this thing and sound normal? And we don't really want to sound scripted.
Like, right? We always think too into it, so we figured let's just go. Winging it raw, baby, raw.
Yeah. So we haven't spoken since
we haven't done a podcast since February.
So what's been going on since February? We've met some great people. We've been just hanging out, just chilling, nothing crazy. Keep it to ourselves.
Nothing crazy.
We got gifted a puppy.
Oh, yes.
By our new beautiful friends. And it's just been, like, real chilled. Like, nothing, you know, we keep ourselves out of drama purposely.
But it's been interesting for sure.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Meeting the people, experiencing some of the things we wouldn't have experienced had we still been in New York. I know that a fact. I'm like, there's no way if we were still in New York, we would have experienced certain shit or meeting certain crowds of certain different type of people.
No, absolutely
It's different.
Not. Absolutely not. We would have been doing the same exact thing, which is why we came out here, right? I mean,
fuck yeah.
We came out here to do things different. So I'm really happy like where we're at now. You know, it's just a couple individuals, you know, like just trying to find ourselves. But
well, what we were saying though, I want to go back to the conversation with the fucking pool party yesterday.
Oh, okay, right. So pool party was great yesterday.
And how you what was it that you don't like people, but you do like people? So
yeah, like it's kind of awkward. Okay, so like coming closer to the pool party, like as the days and weeks are following, in my head it's going like, oh my god, there's gonna be so many people. Oh my god, like how do I like contain myself and I don't know, like want to like interact with people. Like I don't want to
like
be
you were
like,
or, like if it's like you were going in a little iffy about it, like on guard pretty much, like you
well,
were going
yeah.
And like you know you want, because you're the social butterfly here between the both of us, you're more like wanting to be out there, but it takes you that you have to just like get over that little hump because it all builds up right
like
up until
away.
The moment. So once we're there, you're like, okay, we're here, let's
right,
go.
Like you just like, gotta jump it. In it, right?
So that's how I do it too. I'm like, I had no expectations. I mean, we didn't really know how many people were gonna show up, and then the type of crowds, like the vibe, the
we
flow,
a
the
lot
energy.
Of people.
Are people gonna get along? There's gonna
right.
be super drama. Like we didn't know, but a few people went there on their own by you know just from being on that page, and I'm like, okay, well that's cool. Like you're just.
I love that.
Here too, you don't know who the fuck anybody here is, so.
I love that. That's what I liked about it. It's just like everybody's vibe was different, but everybody's vibe was just so chill.
Like they were there to just
and they wanted to just
have a good time. Exactly.
Like right. Like,
right.
Like nobody was there to like, you know, I don't know. Like I didn't see anybody like looking to like hook up. Like it was genuinely for people to have a good time.
And if it happened,
friends.
It happened. You know,
right, like,
but
it wasn't like that was the agenda. And we honestly, like, we met great people yesterday. Like,
that was cool.
Like, I, you know, once I got over that little hump of, like, anxiety and, like, crazy, I just, it was great. It was, like, one of the best first pool parties I have been to.
That's what like I would have in mind when we talk about back on Staten Island, a pool party. Because you
yes.
see these stupid shows. Obviously, you're like, damn, I want that. I want a group of friends to just bug
fuck
out
yeah.
and hang out in a pool. So yesterday, we actually had a feel of that. And I was like, at one point, just sitting around, I'm like, this is fucking sweet, you know? Like, this is cool. Everybody was just vibing, talking, chilling, playing in the pool, going in and out, drinks, food, the music, you know, it was just... You know, I appreciated the shit out of yesterday, for real. It was,
honestly,
it was cool.
Yeah. Like, even the fact that people, like, brought things. Like, you had the waters, you had the drinks, people brought food, they're grilling. Like, I loved it how everybody was just responsible for themselves.
And the whole
that
time, responsible for Jeff's property also,
yes.
his home.
Yes.
You know, it was a good turnout all in all. So I was like, okay. Yeah, oh, I can fuck with this. This is different. This
I love that.
This is all right.
So obviously, you know, the next event, you know, I'm pretty sure the same people probably end up going.
I guess, more or less.
More or less. So, you know, it's just good to know that this first event that we went to as, like, almost hitting a year in Arizona, you know, like, finally getting into ourselves out here. Because I think, like, now we're finally seeing, okay.
I was open. I didn't realize how comfortably with myself I was that I would be that open to just introducing myself. Like, hey, you know.
Honestly, yeah.
I was like, oh.
Because you've okay. never been like that. The 16 years I've been with you.
But it's like, I've always wanted to, but for some reason, I held back a lot. Like, I don't know why. It's just certain vibes. So out here, I don't know. I just, yeah, but if you switch feel, just really just.
If you feel the vibe though, right? You know it's good to like talk to somebody. If you feel a negative vibe, you're not gonna want to open up to that person. Right. I'm like that too. Like,
and it's not that I felt negative vibes back. It was just I didn't feel a certain way about myself, like confident or comfortable in me
for a little
while. So out here, even approaching before we moved out here. Something just woke.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck this. you know.
Yes.
So, I mean, I want to take more chances in meeting people. And if it doesn't flow that first time, then okay, we don't have to keep this going. This is, like I say, call them bypassers in life, acquaintances. Yeah.
And that's okay. We've had so many of that though. Like,
exactly. Know, that's why I told now. That's my mind. I'm thinking of that now from how many people we've met in 16 years together, even mm-hmm. me prior to that on my own.
And how many have actually stuck?
Right.
Like, how many have actually stuck? I think we have, out of the 16 years we've been together, I think we have maybe five people that have actually stuck as, like, friends. Like, long-time friends. Like, you know, ride or dies.
I personally I don't have that. I have that in family, but I don't have that as an individual that as a person I just met, you know, like a random person. Yeah, I don't have that part, but that's okay.
Well, not when you just meet them. I'm talking about friends that
no one that
actually...
I'm that comfortable with that I just from not knowing to then knowing.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I have because, you know, your family's huge. I didn't have that big of a family. So my friends were my family. So I take that very seriously when it comes to like meeting a friend. Like you're either riding for me, like, or you're not.
Like we're in it together all the way, or I don't really half ass.
Because that's the type of friend that I am. So
I think it's okay to also have those different kinds of friends for those different occasions and those different like scenarios.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. Like, I'm talking about just how the friend
like that one, like you said, right at that, like that one confidant.
Yeah, like you
it's
know,
not your life mate.
Yeah, of course. You know, like just it's cool. So you know, it's just fun to meet new people. I don't mind all the passerby.
It's interesting, yeah. Because then I realized more and more how fuck everybody's like, well, obviously different, but it's everybody pretty much wants the same. Thing out of life.
Well, that's what you know, I meant.
A happy relationship, a loving relationship, good friends.
Yeah, like that's what I meant by like genuine riding with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just that's what you all want in a friendship. Everybody could be different, do different things, but if you genuinely could just like look at your friend and be like, you know what, I got you. God forbid anything happens. You know, those are the people.
Well, the only way we find them is by just going to events like this. That's
exactly. So, you know, and I'm grateful for the ones we do have back home, our family, our friends who became family, right? So, it was just really great. It was really awesome to just vibe with, like, just different beautiful people.
I mean, with doing that, that's how we met Jess. Just going to this, you know, just local lesbian bar. And we're like, okay, this is different.
Yeah.
And this thing. Right.
Like,
And then we meet this little thing dancing around, booty hola. We're like, wow, what's this?
Like, what
and we hit it off so nice. So that's the funny shit.
Well,
it's
she
like, wow.
Meant to be my coat and my hat.
She's like a little bunny rabbit hops over to you. Like, yeah. Hi.
She's like, oh my God, I love your hat. Oh my God. So, you know.
And because of that, since that, we, you know, we were blessed with our little onyx.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like she was meant for us in that way where... Just things happen. I just don't believe like in just coincidences. And oh my God, I do profoundly have a belief in things happen for a reason. And bam, that like one thing led to that, that led to that. So I was like, here we are. So I was like,
yeah. And just you
know, I find that shit amazing.
She's a great person too. So it's like it's good. You know, you get a friend out of me, and it's.
You got a friend
you know?
In
and
me.
And we met so many people that night too. And look, there were a few people who stuck. So,
cause when it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Oh, baby, it's meant to be.
All right. So yeah. So that's what it is. It's Memorial Weekend. We're just chilling. BB has to work tomorrow, unfortunately.
No, it's not unfortunately. It's good. I actually is like It's the first time I actually enjoy what I do. It might not be, you know, it's just, I enjoy. I would come, might come home with bruises and whatever, but Dogtopia, working with dogs all day, all sizes and breeds and all that shit. It's interesting, because even, like, the parents, you know, you look at some of the dogs and you wonder, like, how you live at home? And then you see the you know, their dog parent, and they're like, really? Sometimes they look like they make sense, other times they're like, oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Your stories are crazy.
But it's interesting, even meeting people through that, you know, like...
And how different everybody is with their dog, right?
Yeah. Some you could tell, like, they're really spoiled. Some boarders, they come in with, like, peluches and shirts of their dog parent or little things like that. And some just come in with just, like, nothing. Like, their food and a bowl, maybe, or, you know. But it's cute. It's cute. It's entertaining.
I love that.
But, yeah.
I love that. Yes, yes. But it's good.
Had a good weekend off. Good times. Yep. Good memories. Continue to harbor and save.
Yeah, and we're just doing our thing. So that was it. That's why I wanted to jump on here and bring some light.
Always. That's one thing keep this podcast about is always love, light, peace,
cool,
friendliness, kindness.
Yeah, that's honestly what it's all about. Like that's what we all need.
And relatable shit.
Yeah, that's what we all need. There's a lot of stuff going on and, you know, a lot of people are going through things and we just need to be kind. And, you know,
we don't always know people's situations. So even if they perceive themselves to be this hot shit, this cool thing, I don't know, like some people just play themselves and it's like, you're only hurting yourself. I don't know.
I think people just
put out.
Some people don't really know how to put out.
It's like awkward.
Their true self.
Like socially
right.
awkward.
And that's okay. That's, you know, that's their own issue, you know.
But self-love is what it begins, I think.
But for us, like, for a person, like, okay, if I was talking to someone like that, I would try to just come up with kindness or
a really, compliment.
Right.
Even if it's difficult to find, just, there's got to be something polite to say,
yeah,
you know,
because
you don't know what this person's coming from. So they're probably already on guard and their own... fucking like we call that self-conscious, their own guilt or whatever, their own lack of confidence and self-love. So it's like, who knows what the hell they've been through.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what people, you know.
Makes sense.
And like our
I'm saying
I mean, I think I've learned to understand you, so I got it. But
oh my God.
But yeah, I just think, you know, I said this on a TikTok because I was telling a story about when we went to the smoke shop.
Cut kit.
What?
Cut kit.
TikTok.
Cut kit.
And remember when we went to the smoke shop, the lady, the guy that like was like, oh, you fucking bitch.
Oh, that you told, yeah. You went
yeah, so I was telling that story on TikTok. And, you know, it looked like when we defended her, she was very happy.
Almost like she didn't expect that.
She's
like,
right.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And so, like, you never really know, like, what what you do to someone, how it's going to affect them in any way, you know? So that's why we always do say, like, just be kind. You know, it doesn't take much. It doesn't cost anything to be kind, right? So you don't know if that person needed that day. So that's why we come, like, yesterday was a perfect example of how, yes, we were nervous. We had our own, like, doubts and feelings and holy shit, what's going to happen? Oh, well, I did.
Like, I didn't really have...
Because I didn't know a lot of people.
Me less, if anything.
We knew maybe who, like, 7 people?
But I feel like it's also not about knowing people. For me, familiar, like, I was saying...
Familiar.
I don't know. I was coming at it at a different angle. So I didn't really put much thought into it. I just... My thoughts were more like, okay, where we're going to have Onyx if we can't take her. Okay, what are we going to bring to eat? What are we going to bring to drink? My thoughts were more on that, not so
really?
Much. Yeah, I would be on and off about it, but I really was not putting much thought into it.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you were thinking that. Because I was thinking that also.
Oh, my God. Whoever shows up, shows up.
Thinking about everybody, like, who's going to be there, how it's going to be, you know, like. So, But the way we came in, we had to shake it off. Because if I acted like that, it could have affected somebody a different way and made them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, I didn't
want to
have
right?
any inkling of any of that energy of, like, nervousness.
Standoffish
or
sure.
anything like that. Antisocial exactly. or some shit. Even exactly. for myself, because sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, take a breather. Because it's a lot of energy. I don't know how I'm going to take to it, but it was fucking chill.
Yeah, it was really chill.
Like, I was like, okay.
The vibes were dope. Cool. Dope as fuck. And I loved every minute of it. And
I mean,
honestly,
there were a few other people I seen around that I was like, you know, like, maybe I could have chatted with, but everything happens so fast, too. Like, you get caught up in one conversation, and it's just like, where did the fucking day go?
It went. It came.
I'm like,
went,
what happened?
Girl.
All I know is that I was inside talking to somebody, and the next thing I know, I see everybody's, like, leaving. I'm like, what the fuck? Time is it right now? Where's everybody going?
Good time.
I went back outside. I was like, whoa, like, a lot of people had left and I didn't even see, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it was, like, just
was a nice
perfect enough also timing within,
yeah,
like, the hours of the pool party.
Yeah, it was perfect timing. Yeah. And the flow of people was great. So, you know, it was just a good vibe and I'm glad that, you know.
Thanks to Jeff, Musa, Shori. Yes, Jen.
Yes,
right?
So yeah, so it was great, and can't wait for the next one. I think now, you know, we know what to expect too. So it's gonna be really dope ass summer, and I'm super excited. I'm super excited to see.
Consider to meet new people, even if they're not always the best experiences. It's still for me like it's an experience to learn. You know, like, fuck it. One more to put on the list of cons when it comes to making new friends.
Yeah,
and new people,
or red
like,
flags, know what to look for.
Red flag, right, learn to what red flags to look for and shit.
Right.
But,
exactly.
But just know we always come in with peace, with love, with kindness, with happiness.
Mm-hmm. And we stay that way.
That's
and we'll
it.
Always be that way, you know.
If you got issues, if you want to talk, we'll listen. We don't pick sides or anything. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all good.
All love and peace. So with that being said, guys, have a great Memorial weekend.
Be safe out there.
Be healthy.
Drive cautiously.
Be kind. Be cool.
Love yourselves.
And love yourself. And
also,
I always say this at the end of my TikToks. Make good choices.
Make good choices. Do, do, do,
yes.
do, do. Make good choices.
So have a fabulous day, everyone. And we will come back again soon.
BMG. Much love. He's out.